Hi, sweetie. I just missed the train, so I'm running a bit late. But I'll be in Alberton shortly. Will you meet me at the station? Already there! Oh, honey. Sorry. You'll have a bit of a wait. Yes, it was nice to see her. Pizza and a DVD. Just the job. No, I'm fine. Just a bit jumpy. I thought I was being followed to the tube. And it's cold, and it's dark, and it's late, and that bloody cat! It pissed on my leather jacket this morning, and then I hit myself in the face with the ironing board, trying to chase it out of the room. Yes, the ironing board. I was putting it away. It was on the sofa. Bloody cat knows I don't like him, so I've left that horrible sweater out that Adam gave me. You're probably right. He'll have all his cat mates around there now, having a cat party, high on catnip and dancing to the Pussycat Dolls, throwing up everywhere apart from on that nasty sweater, which will remain pristine and untouched. I just don't like that cat. I don't know if I'm more relieved about leaving Adam or the cat. Friday. When he gets back. Don't know, actually. He was really vague about it when he left this morning. There's no good time. I'm sorry. His bloody grandma dying really put a spanner in the works, didn't it? I know it was 2 months ago, but... Oh, God. Frighteningly close. He was definitely tied to his granny's apron strings. Oh, hated me. With a passion. I told you about the time she threatened to shove me off the platform, didn't I? Didn't I? Oh my God. Crazy, scary lady. We stood on the platform and she came up behind me and whispered, "One quick shove, sweetie. One quick shove is all it would take. I will not let you or anyone else hurt my baby boy." Oh God, it's freezing. It was good at first, like all relationships. Then he started getting weird, and I can't wait to get out. Trust me, this is going to kill him. He's very fond of me and so overprotective. And since Crazy Granny died, he's gotten worse. More and more like her, day by day. He kept all her poppets, you know. Weird little voodoo-type dolls. They stare down at me from the bookcase. Really freaky, and I'm sure one of them is supposed to be me. And he's making new ones. I don't know. We may have to go to ground for a while. I don't think I am. The guy is going to freak. He gets so incredibly intense, it scares me. He's going to kill me. Thank God he doesn't know you. He's very needy, especially now. I will be made to suffer for what I'm about to do to him. By him? Absolutely. He won't let me go without a fight, and I mean a real fight. Oh God, I am so going to the second level of hell, to be battered by violent winds for all eternity. I'll save you a seat. Oh, a huge gust of wind just went right down the station. Maybe this is it. The hellhounds have come to get me. Oh, don't! Talk to me until the train comes. I'm all alone on a spooky, windy station, and I... Yeah, I'm still here. I thought I saw someone. I've been like this all day, imagining I'm being followed. It is spooky, and the talk of voodoo hasn't helped my state of mind. No one in the ticket hall either. Hello? Hello? Oh, there you are. You went away. A meteor must have passed in front of the satellite. Someone's whistling. I don't know. I can't see anyone. Mike, it's the same old folk song that Adam's granny used to sing to him. He sings it to the cat. Oh, you've gone again. Mike, you still there? Mikey? Damn, bloody phone. Who's there? Shit. Mikey, pick up. Come on, come on. Oh, Mikey, please pick up.
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a maiden singing in the valley below. Oh, never leave me. Oh, don't deceive me. How could you use a poor maiden so?
Oh, God, Mike, where are you? Oh, Mike, please.
Oh, never leave me. Oh, don't deceive me.
It's 7 o'clock. These are the headlines. There are still delays on the Piccadilly line this morning after two apparently unrelated deaths at Ruislip Manor and Alperton tube stations late last night. Police have temporarily closed both stations and have not yet ruled out the possibility of a link between the victims. In other news, industrial action.
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a meeting.